Iran's Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs says a collective effort is needed to tackle terrorism in the region and in the world.
Terrorism, extremism, takfiri teachings, and sectarianism are great challenges that savagely threaten our region and entire world. In this context, there is a need for defeating terrorists and takfiris in Syria and in Iraq through a genuine struggle against all different terrorist groups, as well as stopping all routes of equipping, arming, and funding these terrorists. We need a collective effort for assisting Palestinians to acquire their rights for returning to their homelands and having a state free of occupation and suppression. In Yemen, we are of the opinion that the final solution will come up with the halt of all bombardments and inhuman military operation, and eventually with a meaningful political solution by all Yemenis.
Murtaza Samadi made the comments at the fifth foreign ministerial meeting of the Conference on Interaction and Confidence-Building Measures in Asia, known as the CICA. He further said the best way to settle differences among nations is diplomacy. He also said Iran remains committed to efforts to enhance cooperation and interaction among Asian countries, particularly the CICA member states. Journalist and political commentator John White joins us now from Edinburgh. Sir, welcome to the program. Walk us through the comments made by Iran's Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, highlighting the fact that collective effort is needed to tackle terrorism in the region and in the entire world as well.
Well, of course, he is completely correct in his formulation and in his statement. But unfortunately, the reality is rather different on the ground, because what we see are rogue states in the Middle East. I'm speaking here particularly of Israel and Saudi Arabia, which are both underpinned by religious sectarianism and are both close allies of the West. Both states speak the language of anti-terrorism, but in fact work to facilitate or indeed practice themselves terrorism, whether it's in the case of Israel against the subjugated Palestinian people who are engaged in a long-lasting struggle for their legitimate rights, and the Saudis who use proxies, which we see the consequences of which in Syria and in Iraq. So, and until there is a recognition of the instability in the region and the causes, and we remove the ideological blinkers and the geopolitical agendas that are at work here, then it's very difficult to see any concrete progress being made when it comes to tackling terrorism. Of course, there does need to be international cooperation. Countries such as Iran and Russia have been calling for such cooperation for quite a few number of years now, because international terrorism is proliferated rather than lessened in the wake of the killing of Osama bin Laden in 2011, which Washington presented as a seminal moment in the struggle against terrorism. If anything, terrorism has increased. We have to look at its ideological foundations. We'll have to look at the sectarian nature. And in this regard, we are centered on Riyadh. We cannot avoid its lodestar, its ideological lodestar, which is Wahhabism, which is a distortion of Sunni Islam, which has managed to cement huge influence over Sunni Islam, both in the region and throughout the Islamic Ummah in the world.
Mr. White, the Iranian Vice FM, Murtaza Samadi, also said that the best way to settle differences among nations is, in fact, diplomacy. He could be alluding to not only Syria, but also to Yemen as well, which has continuously been suffering from the Saudi bombardments on its civilian infrastructure. Talk to us more about that as well.
Well, it's interesting that the conflict in Yemen has hardly registered a blip on the radar of Western media, where all the focus is on Syria. In Yemen, we see a very unholy alliance between the West and Saudi Arabia, who at best, the West is at best turning a blind eye to the Saudi campaign of air campaign against Yemeni civilians who are fighting for their rights against a sectarian government there, who are aided in this regard by Western weaponry. The Saudis are the West's best customer for Western arms, and it's a very lucrative trade. And until this nexus, this unholy alliance is broken, then this will continue. This idea that there is one law for one country and one law for another, which one country has is being granted an exceptional status, its violence is supported, or at least is ignored, whereas the violence of other countries defending themselves against terrorism is treated as criminal, and these countries are subjected to sanctions and are threatened with military intervention. And it's this imbalance, these double standards, this hypocrisy that lies at the root of the instability in the region. And until equal rights and equal status are accorded to people fighting in Yemen, as are people fighting in Syria and Iraq, then we'll never return to anything close to or approximating to stability and security. International law must be applied. It must be applied universally. It cannot be applied here and not applied there. This exceptionalism must end as a matter of urgency, I would suggest.
Thank you very much, journalist and political commentator John White, joining us from Edinburgh.